Hello, warm greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
奉主的名，再一次问候大家。
Already I was introduced by your president. I came from Korea last night.
我们的院长已经介绍，我昨天晚上从南韩过来。
Always I have a thankful mind to Philippines because the Philippine Army.Joined us in the Korean War in 1950.
我一直很感激菲律宾，因为在1950年那个韩战的时候，菲律宾的军队也帮助我们。
First of all, I introduce you my college and seminary brief style.
对不起。
I will introduce my university and the seminary firstly, at a brief style.
Okay, 我可以先介绍一下我们自己的神学院。
Our university and the seminary are founded in 1901, by the U.S. Presbyterian missionaries.
我们的大学和神学院在1901年就是由美国长老会的宣教士来开办的。
Located in Pyongyang in North Korea.
是在其实在北韩的彭阳。
But as you know, the North Korea was occupied by the communist powers.
但是我们都知道。
Second War.
在二次大战以后，北韩就是变成共产党的国家。
Very happy, South Korea was in the freedom of the democratic government by helping of U.S.
所以有美国的帮助呢，南韩呢还是一个所谓自由的一个国家。
Therefore, we again restart in Seoul, the seminary and the university.
我们呢就到汉城重新再开办这个学校。
Now, the students of university and graduate schools covered about 3,000.
我们现在大概有3000多的学生。
But the seminary students covered about 1,000, 70.700 students.
但是我们的神学生有1700多位。
We have two campuses.
我们有两个校园。
One is in Seoul.
一个在汉城。
The other seminary campus is Gyeonggi Province, about far from the Seoul by car, 1 hour.
另外一个校园呢，离开首尔还要一个小时的车程。
We always thanks for God for His wonderful.Blessing of Korean church.
我们非常的感谢神对韩国教会的恩典。
20% of our total populations are Christians.
我们的全国的人口有20%。
Catholic believers.
是这个基督徒，包括天主教徒。
And 70% of the Christians population are the Presbyterian denomination background.
在这基督徒的当中呢，有70%是这个长老会背景的。
Our seminary is the biggest one of the all seminaries in Korea.
我们的神学院在整个韩国也是最大的神学院。
It's only blessing of God, I think.
这些也都是神的恩典。
Now I will preach. About how to make us strong in Romans.
How to make us strong?
Yeah.
Enrollment.
Yeah.
现在我们要思想，我们怎么样能够有更多的学生
How to make us strong? Christian leaders.
我们要怎么样成为一个强壮的一个基督徒的领袖
？As you know, Romans, was written in maybe A.D. 57 about.
我们知道罗马书大概在主后80年那个时代写的。
After finishing of evangelism in Ephesus.
所以当保罗在以弗所宣教之后。
I think there are three points of Romans.
在罗马这个地方。
Firstly, the truth of salvation.
在罗马书里面第一点有讲到这个救恩。
Second is the friendship between Jews and Gentiles.
第二点呢，讲到这个犹太人跟外邦人的这个交情。
Lastly, he wanted to have a good ideal and company powers for the Spain mission.
当然最后也有提到到西班牙宣教的事情。
Look at the Roman chapter 1. Verse 11 and 12.
我们看罗马书第一章第十一十二节。
Here Paul says, longing to visit Rome.
保罗这边说，我切切的想要见你们。
Paul hoped to impart to them some spiritual gifts to make them strong.
保罗在这边也希望能够把一些属灵的恩赐分给他们，让他们能够坚固。
How to make us strong like Paul?
要怎么样能够使一个基督徒能够坚定呢？
Let's share and check about strong.
这边
What is the strong?
这边有说使你们可以坚固。
How to make us be powerful?
我们要如何才有能力呢？
Paul said, I will give you and impart some spiritual gifts.
保罗说，我要分一些属灵的恩赐给你们。
What is the some spiritual gifts?
所以这边所提的这些恩赐是什么呢？
Paul again said, Roman chapter 1, verse 15.
我们也可以看第一章第十五节。
Here Paul says the some spiritual gifts is the gospel.
保罗其实是说这个所谓这些恩赐呢
to give the gospel to the Roman Christian.
也就是我们所谓的福音，要把这个福音传给你们在罗马的人。
Last part maybe Romans chapter 15. He said another words some spiritual gifts.
在十五章他又提到所谓这些属灵的恩赐。
What is it?
但是什么呢？
The blessing of Christ.
也就是基督给我们的恩典。
In Romans, Paul said the spiritual gift is the gospel.
所以在前面他说这个属灵的恩赐就是这个福音。
The blessing of Christ.
在后面他又说是基督给我们的福分。
Therefore, we have a conclusion about this explanation.
所以我们可以把这两个结合起来。
Only by and through the gospel, in other words, the spiritual gift.In other words, the blessing of Christ, we can be as powerful.
换句话说，如果我们要在主里面有能力，能够坚固，一方面我们需要主的福音。
With other philosophical teachings.
所以不是根据任何其他的所谓的教导。
Other religious considerations.
或者说其他的宗教的信仰。
Only gospels.We are Christian and we are servant of Christian, be powerful.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们只能够是靠主的福音能够刚强起来。
Only spiritual gifts make us be strong.
只有这些属灵的所谓恩赐才可以叫我们坚固。
Only the blessing of Christ can make us be strong and powerful.
也只有耶稣基督的福分能够叫我们坚固。
Paul.Very well, to know it.
保罗非常的理解。
I will give you a life story of the Paul's brief style.
这边我们可以想一下保罗他这个宣教的这个方式。
You know, the Paul was the Jews.
保罗是一个犹太人。
Benjamin, tribes.
是便雅悯支派的人。
He has some proud of them.
他也以这个为荣。
After he knows Jesus Christ as Savior,
但当他认识耶稣做他救主的时候
he gave up and gave away all things that he is proud of the tribe and other Jews.
所以他信主之后，他就放下这一切以前他认为是这些最他最尊贵的东西。
Yeah, he explains, I only have the greatness of Jesus Christ.
所以在腓立比书里面，我们也看到他是以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
Jesus Christ, himself is the power and the knowledge of knowledges in Paul.
所以呢，对保罗来说，就只有基督和认识基督。
I think, the apostle has a nice speech of knowledge about the gospel comparison to other apostles.
我想这些抵挡保罗的来说呢，保罗本身对基督的认识是非常清楚的。
He get the deep understanding about the gospel.
他对福音有非常深入的理解。
We know it. Through his many letters.
从他所写的很多的书信的当中。
As you know, the Paul was convinced. Paul was get the gospels in the road on the Damascus.
保罗是在大马色路上看到主的。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
以前他不相信耶稣是复活的。
He thinks the disciple of Jesus Christ.
他认为耶稣基督的门徒他们是说谎的他们是骗人的想说耶稣是复活的
But he met Jesus Christ in the big lights on the road of Damascus
但是他在大马士路上的时候耶稣复活的主向他显现
He realized and acknowledged the resurrection of Jesus Christ
所以他不能够再否定耶稣基督的复活
Oh, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is true.
所以耶稣基督复活是真实的。
Suddenly, he can make his theology, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以他一下子他的整个的所谓对基督复活的这个神学完全的转变了。
From the fact of Jesus Christ derived, from the fact of Jesus Christ, his theology.
所以他的这个神学可以说就依据在耶稣基督真实的这个复活。
If Jesus Christ's resurrection is a fact,
如果耶稣复活是实在的
his death is the fact of salvation,
那么
given by God.
他的死也是真实的，能够带给我们救恩。
And also his all every teachings,
还有他
world are also fact, truth. I mean.
耶稣所教导的一切也都是真实的。
These old doctrines of Jesus Christ derived from the fact of resurrection of Jesus Christ.
好，我们可以说所有的这些信仰都是根据耶稣基督的复活而来的。
The gospel is just not the reasoning.
The gospel.
Yeah, that's not the teaching. That's not the reasoning. Yeah, something reasoning.
那个福音不是一个神话。
The gospel is a historical fact.
福音是根据历史的，或者有历史的确据。
It is witnessed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也是根据耶稣基督的复活。
Paul understand the gospel. He said in the First Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 3.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十五章三节那边也强调这个复活的事。
For what I received, I fasted on to you as if first importance.
所以保罗说，我当日所传授给你们的第一重要的。
Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.
也就基督按照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried.
他也埋葬了。
That he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
又按照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
The gospel of Paul, Pauline gospels, is focused on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
保罗的这个福音所传的福音是依据或者说强调在这个耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
Paul and other disciples explained the gospel as a gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以对他们来说，这个是耶稣基督的福音。
Well, the Jesus Christ said the gospel another form, another words.
用另外一个词来表达的话呢
？Let's open the Bible, Mark chapter 1, verse 15 to 14 to 15.
我们可以看马可福音第一章14-15节那边。
After John was put in prison,
约翰下监以后
，Jesus went to Galilee, proclaimed the good news of God.
耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
The time has come.
说日期满了。
Say the kingdom of God is near.
神的国近了。
Repent and believe the good news.
你们要悔改，信福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the kingdom of God.
所以按照耶稣所传的这个福音，也就是上帝的国，神的国。
But his disciples involved with Paul's gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗他们所传的也是耶稣基督的福音。
Why Jesus Christ teach the gospel as a kingdom of gospel?
为什么耶稣当他说福音的时候是说这个国度上帝国度的福音呢
？The kingdom of God of Jesus Christ is meant, I think. Ruling of God.
我想这边是说是神的管理。
The kingdom means the ruling, the reign.
所以这边讲到国度的时候，就是神管理这个世代。
It is quite important to understand the definition of the kingdom of God in the history of Israel.
所以在以色列人的历史当中，上帝的这个统治是非常重要的。
The Israel was many times occupied other big countries.
我们也知道有这个以色列国，他们被很多的异邦把他们管制。
And Assyria came to Israel.
所以亚述国来侵略他们。
Get the ruling power of Israel.
所以曾经管理这个以色列国。
And the time Israel was not Israel. Israel is a kingdom of Assyria.
所以那个时候以色列不再是以色列国，而是这个属于亚述国。还有这些巴比伦人也来了。
They got the Israel in ruling.
他们也来统治以色列。
Israel people and Israel land was same, but the Israel is a kingdom of Babylon.
但是那个时候的以色列是被巴比伦所管理。还有后面的这个希腊。
Like that Rome.
所以这个很长的一段的时间。
Therefore, in the kingdom of in the state, is the people or land are not important.
所以讲到这个国度的时候，可能那个地也许不是最重要的。
The key point is ruling.
所以最重要的是那个统治。
Who has the reign?
或者说是什么人的权在统治
had the Israel land, Israel people, then the Israel is the Persia state.
所以呢，是谁来管理以色列？那个就是他们的统治者。
The people in Jesus Christ times, they understand the kingdom like that.
在耶稣时代，他们对这个国度的概念是这样的。
Therefore, they have very eager mind, to hope the coming of the kingdom of God.
所以呢，他们对这个所谓上帝的国的来临，他们是理解的。不是别的。
Not Egypt.
也不是埃及。
Not Persia.
也不是其他的国家。
Babylon and Greece. Rome.
也不是巴比伦或者这些曾经统治他们的。
Only just the coming of reign of God, from heaven.
而是从天上来上帝的统治。
That means the ruling of God. That means the reign of God.
这个当然就讲到上帝的治理。
Jesus Christ proclaimed,
耶稣基督宣告
through my coming,
借着我的来临
the kingdom of God,
上帝的国
It's near.
近了。
What's mean the reign of God?
也就是说，上帝的统治。
The ruling of God.
神的统治已经靠近了。
Not Rome.
不再是罗马。
Not Greece.
不是希腊国。
The gospel of Jesus means, therefore, the gospel is the kingdom of God.
所以对耶稣来说，这个福音是在讲神的国。这个福音是神的统治。
The ruling of God.
是神的治理。
God directly, yeah, rules them.
所以是上帝直接管理他们。
Bless them.
赐福给他们。
Yeah. In salvations.God give a wonderful blessing, yeah, through the kingdom of God.
所以上帝拯救是借着他的国的来临。
This is gospel.
这个就是福音。
But in yeah, disciples of Jesus Christ,
但是在耶稣的门徒的当中
，What is gospel?
福音的定义是什么呢
？Gospel is the Jesus Christ.
这个福音也就是耶稣基督。
Of course, some part the disciple of Jesus Christ, yeah, teachings the gospel is the kingdom of God.
虽然耶稣他所说的这个福音是上帝的国。
According my memory, there are maybe 14 times.
我如果没有记错，大概这边有讲到14次提到神的国。
But almost they wanna introduce the gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们会说这是耶稣基督的福音。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why?
为什么
？Yeah. The gospel is Jesus Christ means the gospel realized by Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督福音，也就是说耶稣所带来的或者成就的福音。
Except Jesus Christ, yeah, gospel is not in present.
It's not in,
yeah, present in reality.
当时可能还没有领到。
Only gospel, yeah, begins and realized by Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣把它成就的时候
，In Pauline, yeah, theology, in Pauline, explanation is gospel has the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
如果是保罗的定义，这个福音也就是耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
It is the kerygma.
这个就是他们当时所宣告的。
Therefore, Paul emphasized to Romans.
所以保罗在罗马书也强调
，If we want to be a strong,
如果我们要坚定、坚固、强壮。
The key is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那个关键呢，也就是耶稣基督的福音。
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a spiritual gift.
这也是一个所谓属灵的恩赐。
It is the blessing of Christ.
也是基督给我们的这个福分。
Your seminary name is a biblical, yeah, theological seminary.
我们菲圣就是菲律宾圣经神学院。
Paul said in the First Corinthians chapter, fifteen already. I introduced to you.
刚才我们有读过《哥林多前书》十五章。
He said, according to the Scripture.
他说根据圣经。
That Jesus Christ was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scripture.
所以根据圣经，耶稣基督死、埋葬，第三天又复活。
Quite important, to have a knowledge of the Bible believing theology.
所以我们认识圣经是非常重要的。
Just people's, it was very happy for me to get the information about ATA's powers from Dr. Shao and Dr. Rowe.
我很高兴知道这个现在 ATA 就是邵院长还有那个 Dr. Rowe 他们在处理这个。
As you know, Western Church is declined into the liberal theology.
我们知道西方的教会可能他们慢慢偏向所谓开放的神学。
But very thankfully, the Asian theology trend is the more covered by the.Evangelical theology.
所以我们在亚洲我们有还是保守这个福音派的神学。
Orthodox theology.
我们还是正统的神学。
Yeah, conservative theology, I think, in Korean.
或者说，我们还是很保守的神学。
I think for me, It is the wonderful and the great blessing of God.
我认为这是上帝给我们莫大的恩典。
So I appreciate the ATA leaders and great efforts.
所以我们这边我们很欣赏这个。
So my nomination and my seminary wanted to have joined the ATA if you allowed.
所以ATA 是做了很好的事工，我们的神学院也乐意参与加入。
I read very often the book of Sun Tzu Bing Fa.
哦，孙子兵法。OK， 我常常读孙子兵法。
Yeah, Sun Tzu Bing Fa is
The Art of War. Okay, the Art of War.
My pronunciation is quite different. Yeah, please. Yeah,
it's okay.
Let me understand. Yeah.Sun Tzu said in his book, the chapter 1.
所以孙子在第一章他有这样说。
That's the maybe
开始的这个计划史记。
Okay. Yeah, that's the what's the chapter name?
Yeah. Okay, the beginning. Okay, yeah. Of the plan.
Sun Tzu emphasized if we begin the war.
我们开始的时候，这个我们强调的或者我们焦点是什么？ Yeah. 我想是很重要。
Yeah. We must count our power, military power.
我们要思想一下，我们这个能力是怎么来的？
At least five, essentials.
或者说这其中呢有五个重点。
First is the Tao.
第一就是这个道。
What's the meaning of Tao?
所以道的意思是什么呢？
Very close, joining, good, cooperation of the king.And the people and the military leaders.
这个道呢，就包含这个国王和他的百姓有非常密切的关系。
Second essential is the 天。
天secondly is heaven.
Yeah, the weather. Yeah, condition of weather is very important in war.
或者就是我们所说的天时地利
Third is
第三个才是地利
Condition. Condition of theGeographical
condition.
And the distance or close, and the mountain and the river, etc.
Yeah, so the geographical considerations.
And the third is.
And then comes the.将就是 army 这个我们的兵队。
Good army leaders.
We must have good army leaders.
The last is.
法 okay. This is law.
Law.
And the fifth is the law. 这最后就是法。
Because the world must needed the system play. System play. Therefore, the law is very important.
所以这个法呢，或者律法还是非常重要的。
And then he said, if we begin the war,
所以我们这个
war.
如果我们从道开始呢
then we must very big amount of monies.
Big amount of
money.
Money.
Financial condition.
Okay, 我们也需要很多的资金。
Why I quote the Confucius teaching? The Sun Tzu's teaching.
Why is it that? 我为什么要用这个孙子兵法的这些东西呢
Chinese people and the Korean people are very same. Foundation of thinking.
中国人跟韩国人的思想其实是非常接近的
China gave us the ConfucianConfucianism.
中国给我们这个孔子的教导。
And Taoism.
还有这个道家的思想。
Yeah. We learned from you, yeah, a nice speech of yeah, Confucianism and Taoism.
所以韩国人向中国来学习这个啊道学，还有这个。
In ancient history of Korea, the Buddhism, was from China.
啊，所以在早期啊韩国的这个历史当中，佛学也是从中国来的。
But nowadays, we wanted to hope to have a national national competence based on the Christian faith.
但是呢，我们现在整个国家，我们是建立在
not Taoism,
在基督的道理上，所以不是在这个孔教。
We are same soldiers, for it.
所以我们不是，他们不是建立在这个道教或者孔子的教导。
In order to getting win, great win.
如果你要
the general and the soldier are strong, powerful.
所以一个国家他打仗要胜的话，他的这个军队也要强壮。
Let's almost Bible believing faith.
啊，从我们的角度来说，我们需要是相信圣经。
Like Paul.
我们要像保罗一样，要持守这个福音。
But we can know and deeply we can have knowledge about gospel.
一方面我们虽然也可以比如说对圣经有深入的了解。
We must learn the theology.
我们需要学习神学。
Theology is very important to understanding deeply the gospel.
这个神学是帮助我们能够更深入的理解这个福音。
Theology is just, I think, the tool to understand the gospel.
所以神学本身只是那个工具让我们明白福音。
If we put the walls into the blue vessel,
if we put the
blue cup, we put the some water into the blue cup, blue color cup.
Okay, 如果水放在蓝色的里面 okay. Blue color in the water.
The water is like the color of the blue.
Okay, 这个水呢就会有蓝色
But into the red cup.
但是如果你放红色的
the color of water is just like red.
这个水自然就变成红色的。
Like that, we keep our gospel, in the tool of theology.
因此呢，我们对我们所信的这个福音也是如此。
Theology is just a tool.
这个神学本身是一个工具。
Theology of the gospel.
为了要理解这个福音。
Through 2,000 years church history,
所以这2000年来的教会历史
many bad enemies to gospels we met.
当然这个福音本身有遇到很多的敌人。
In early time of church,
在早期的这个教会里面。
In the Roman Catholic medieval church,
这个在所谓这个天主教的那个时期。
In the great time, the Reformation time of church,
还有这个改革的时候，宗教改革的时候。
And their enemies in theology,
这些我想神学都有一些的更正。
But this time is the same. Same.
一样啊。所以现在是一样的。
Therefore, we have very evident knowledge to compare to the enemies.
我们对自己的认识，然后我们才可以跟我们的敌人做一个比较。
In this point, the evangelical theology is very important.
所以呢，我们说福音派的这个神学是非常重要的。
I think the evangelical theology.Is the most near to the Bible believing teachings.
我个人认为我们福音派的神学是最接近圣经的。
My fellows,
我们的弟兄姐妹。
My students,
我们的学生。
And the leader of the ATA,
还有ATA 的领袖们。
According to blessing of God,
根据上帝的恩典。
Let's have to keep.The evangelical theology.
我们要持守福音派的神学，
从
现在一直到将来。
Our Korean church, especially our denomination and Chongqing Seminary, will assist.
Keep
of the evangelical theology.
这个韩国的教会，特别是我们自己这个中心的这个大学跟神学院，我们也会持守这个福音派的神学。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。